MSC Cruise Cast is a Triple T production. Now, the Taste Try Travel Team of Beth and Chris.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hello.
Happy Apocalypse Day after.
No, Eclipse.
I can't see a thing out of these.
We can't see a thing out of these. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, whoa.
What happened?
There we go.
You weren't even in the shot.
Yeah, there we go.
This,
now I am.
This was a little crazy start. You put it back
on? You can't see nothing.
You can't see anything on. So
anyway.
I hope everyone enjoyed got a chance to see the eclipse yesterday.
It was yesterday and it was terribly exciting.
It was. We got 89. It was 89% here in the Blue Ridge Mountains. 85%. Yeah, 85%.
Right here in the Blue Ridge Mountains.
And it was cloudy.
Mostly cloudy all day.
Mostly cloudy.
But it did clear up just enough for us to see it.
Just in time we were able to see it. So that was kind of exciting. But hi, kitty. Hi, go away.
All right.
Let's get into this.
Let's do it. This is the MSC Cruise Cast where we talk about all things MSC. Deep dive into all the subjects that MSC likes to stick their little fingers in.
And make confusing. So
that's not always, but that seems to be MSC likes to do that. So
this was a requested subject. So we're excited to do this. We're going to talk all about the drink packages, what drink packages are out there, kind of an idea of what the cost is, because the cost has changed over the last, year and a half, 2 years or so.
It's gone up a little.
And and share just like one of our stories, our very first drink package that we got on MSC. So where's my list? What do we got to talk about first?
Well, I think you wanted to mention that we have some cabins that were added to our
group cruise.
In October of 2005, the Triple T
2025, takes... 25.
What did I say?
2005.
Oh. That'll be a fun cruise. Go back in time.
That's right. Triple T takes over the World
America cruise. So it's going to be on the World America.
Yeah.
Sailing out of Miami.
Next year. So not this upcoming October. Just a couple quick things to note. Thank you all who have booked with us. We're really excited to meet you guys in person. Our agent CJ with Preferred Travel Partners was able to add several more balcony cabins with the Aria experience. And it's at a really good price. So the Aria experience only comes out to like $168 per person. And so if you know what that is, that's such a great deal for that. It's going to get you priority boarding on the ship. It gets you access to the spa and a couple of the fun little things. And we have like a whole podcast that tells you about all of that. So you can listen to that. But so it's a really good deal. So if you haven't booked or if you want to upgrade, just give CJ a call. And just a quick reminder too with that we ask that you book with CJ into our group to be part of all of the activities on the group. So
right. Well, I mean, that kind of makes sense. Yeah. If you want to be part of the Triple T group, you got to book with the Triple T group.
Yeah, so that way we have everyone together. So, but again, if you have any questions, please let us know. We're still very excited about that. And we're already buying stuff for our little swag bags.
Oh, for our swag bags.
I know.
So the first 20.
First 20 cabins book, we'll get a really cool swag bag. So
and we're getting
we have like a year and a half to like make up these swag bags.
So right.
Okay.
Listen, I would just was saying real quick about the Aria.
Yeah.
We haven't done the Aria experience.
We have not.
On an MSC cruise. So I am...
Are you wanting to book
mighty
that?
Tempted to book that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know if we'll get a chance to do it before that group cruise. I mean, we're going to do at least one MSC cruise before.
Right.
At least two. At least two MSC cruises before.
Yes. Maybe three.
Group cruise. Maybe three. We don't know. One's kind of... We're not sure about. But anyway, just wanted to say that
I think that's a lot of information to give you guys.
The Ori experience sounds awesome, and yeah, that is such a good deal that maybe we might be doing that on that cruise.
I think so. Maybe. Anyway, it's going to be a good time. So let's talk drink packages on MSC.
My nemesis. It is. My love-hate relationship.
Yes.
With drink packages.
Yes.
I love them and hate them all at the same time.
So it was probably about 2 years ago when we sailed on the seashore for the first time. Mm-hmm. That was our first MSC cruise.
Yep.
It was a 7-day Eastern Caribbean. And we got the, we booked the like...
Let me guess, Nassau was included in that one.
It was. We booked the rate with the Wi-Fi and the Easy Plus drink package. So that was not our first time with a cruise with the drink package, but definitely the first on our channel with it. And so we had like this really ambitious plan to visit 19 bars in one day.
So... The drink package sounded fun.
Oh, good. And even the challenge sounded fun.
Like, drink packages in general.
Yeah.
Sound great to me because I can just like, I don't have to worry about it. I just go up to any bar and be like, I want to try that one. And if I don't like it, I can try another one.
It gives you a chance to try new things and you don't feel like you have to pay for it. So, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's the theory that goes on in my head.
But
the reality is,
what do you got for us?
I cannot handle drinking.
This is the picture that I took of Chris.
There's a picture up on the screen now if you're just listening. Yeah. Yes.
This is the casino was like the third to the last. So we were at like 16 or 17 bars in the same day. And you pretty much passed out.
I fell asleep on a slot machine. Holding a drink.
I don't remember what I was doing, but I had to step away for a couple minutes.
Well, you were playing the slot. I don't know why you had to step away, but...
And then I came back and saw you like this, holding your drink. So... it got too much.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no... What's like Russians? Are they known for drinking?
Yeah.
I have no Russian
tolerance,
in me, although I am a ton Scottish and I think they're known for drinking.
That's not helping you at all. So
somehow that blood got filtered out also out of me because I don't drink.
Nope.
And in reality, it is fun to go up to a bar and ask, you know, hey, I want to try this. But then if I don't like it, my body and brain is like, yeah, don't order another one.
Yeah.
And then don't order another one. So then when we have bar crawls, we have pub crawls on our channel.
We have to. Yeah.
Like our first one on MSC, which was 19 bars in a day, which is we did it. We did 19 bars in a day.
There was no faking that. We literally did all of those in one day.
That was a heck of a way to be introduced to filming drink packages on a channel for me.
And why was that, Chris?
Do you want me to play a little snippet? This is about halfway through.
And this was when we first started getting a little bit to eat. So we had probably about 6 or 7 by this time.
Probably somewhere in there.
Yeah.
Almost halfway through the
I'm not in love song. It's
I'm not in love.
Does this embarrass you still?
You will not talk to me.
You look so drunk.
Well, I tell you what.
I think there's not a song playing. I think it's the air conditioner. because this has been going on for like 20 minutes, and that's that 10cc song. I can't remember the name of it. The group 10cc is not 18 minutes long.
Maybe they're playing the extended remix of it. I don't know.
No.
Listen.
It's the air conditioner, I think.
So you kind of don't know.
I hear that 10cc song. I'm hot in love.
Oh, I hit the high note.
Have you been sitting here singing to the air conditioner?
I think I have. Here it goes again.
Maybe it's on repeat. They're hoping people can stay here very long.
So that's about halfway through. I'm pretty sure that I was hearing things. Yeah. The air conditioner was a musical air conditioner on the seashore. So if you guys are headed out on the seashore in the buffet area somewhere, if you sit back by the air conditioner,
yeah,
it probably is like a jukebox air conditioner because it plays. Although the only song that it plays is "I'm Not in Love" by 10cc
over and over and over.
So that's what I mean by I'm not great at pub crawls and drinking games.
We've always said that doing a bar crawl is a great way to find your way around the ship. We tend to like to do ours on the first sea day. So usually like day two, maybe day three. So we kind of get around and can, you know, find all these because some of these, I mean, 19 bars. We had fun trying to find all those.
It was that's what I mean by like my love-hate relationship with drink packages. I love, absolutely love getting around a ship and seeing all the bars. It's so much fun. Like, I remember on the seashore, there was this little bar that was like out on the deck. It was one of the first ones we went to.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't even know that like existed. Mm-mm. That area of the ship or that bar. And finding that was fun because we had no idea where it was. Right, so we had to like figure out.
Right.
So that's why I love those.
We love it. Obviously, on pretty much every cruise that we've done since the seashore, we have done a bar crawl. And you know what's funny is we did the Wonder of the Sea first, and I wish we would have done a bar crawl on the Wonder of the Sea because we missed out on so many of those cool bars, I think.
Exactly. We really,
have the drink package.
So it's like, now regular. We now do one on every single one of our cruises because we just have so much fun doing it. And we didn't do it on the Wonder. And there was, golly, who knows how many bars are in the Wonder. I haven't looked it up, but it's probably, if not 19, is probably close to that because it's such a big ship. So
we always try to have this. Sometimes we don't have the drink package and we kind of do a little gamble sometimes. And we're going to talk about that in a little bit. But first, we're going to go over.
Sometimes it might make sense for you to get the drink package. Yeah. Sometimes it might not make sense for you to make the drink package. And in some situations, you may want to get it beforehand, may not want to get it beforehand. So, yes.
And then what I want to do is actually give you guys prices. So I pulled all of these prices for the trip we're going on soon on MSC Seashore. We're going on June 23rd. So all I want to get you like real prices, not just guesstimates. So, but we're going to go over that in just a minute. First, you want to go over the couple packages.
Yeah, the asterisk that the prices will change.
Correct.
Not they may change. They will change.
They will.
So if you're listening to this in a year, remember back when there was an apocalypse? I mean,
eclipse. I keep saying eclipse.
Have we started a bar crawl already?
Exactly.
Anyway, these are the prices during that time. Correct. But
they are real prices.
Yeah.
They are real prices. So they have 5 different drink packages. The most popular is going to be the Easy Plus package. Because it comes in a lot of packages.
Okay.
It's kind of the mid one. And I don't know if you have anything for this one or not, but
I have a list of things that are included in the Easy Plus, but it also includes the stuff that's in the Easy too.
Correct. So the Easy is the lowest package. We have never had the Easy package before. We typically have the Easy Plus because that's what they load in with that rate, right? The Wi-Fi and drink package. And the Easy Plus has, it lists so many drinks, but in essence, it gives you up to $10. So any drink that's kind of up to $10. So I like that it kind of has a dollar amount on there, because if you go over that, technically you just pay the difference. So say you want to get like a Maker's Mark or like a brand name of the alcohol, you would just pay the difference in the price. So I kind of like that. The Easy package, the lower one, does not have a price associated, so you really can't upgrade any of those drinks.
Right. So on the Easy Plus, like, I have a graphic up of some of the drinks that are included. Those are basically the drinks that are like, they kind of like, these are, we suggest drinks.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
But you can get anything. If the bartender can make it for under, for $10 and
they'll
under,
give it to you, for
you, can, you can have it.
Yeah.
So if you order it off that list that they have, it's definitely covered. If you describe the drink that you want and it's $10 or under, it's covered. If it's not, they will charge you the difference. So
Sometimes I like just getting like a shot of like a flavored rum and Sprite. So, and again, that falls easy under that Easy Plus package. So, but keep in mind that these packages don't just include alcohol. They include some mocktails, which are really good. We've had those a couple times. The Nojito, which I love mojitos, so the Nojito is really great too. So they have a selection of mocktails. Wine, of course, there's a selection of like house wines, none of the higher end ones. Beer, of course, soft drinks and bottled water. And then one that kind of flies under the radar sometimes, but your coffee drinks. So this is going to be at several of their locations in the bars that make the coffee drinks too. Espresso, cappuccino, latte, hot chocolate, hot tea, all of those. So now there are like the Jean-Philippe chocolate, it's like the specialty chocolate. Their coffees aren't included in this, like none of the specialty.
Because I think that when we were on the seashore, we went to the Jean-Philippe first and paid.
Yeah.
And then we went to like their, what is that, studio bar?
Studio bar. I think that's what it might be called.
Like studio bar. Yeah. And they had drinks there too. And we thought we might have to pay for it there, but that was included So,
yeah. So it's definitely very well-rounded as far as everything. So it's not just cocktails. You get, you have your morning coffee and then your afternoon cocktails all included.
And if you want those two to overlap?
They can.
They can.
What did they have? I think they had at that studio bar, they had,
I think they had a couple that were, had some alcohol in them. Yep.
The highest one, which is just one step up from the Easy Plus, is going to be the premium extra package. That covers pretty much everything. Everything, unless you want like an expensive bottle or, you know, like a bottle of wine. Because that's what you get when you're in the yacht club, is you get extra.
And now, I was going to say, in the yacht club, whatever you order, unless it's like, yeah, like you said, a bottle of wine, or they have to open a bottle to give you a glass, then you're going to be charged.
Yeah.
Like one of their bottles that aren't included, if they have to open that to give you. Yeah. But also in the yacht club is a attitude among the crew of you make the guest very happy. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Since we've never got the premium outside of the yacht club, I don't know. I would imagine that it's going to include pretty much everything.
It does.
So yes. You could, any top shelf liquor you want, it'll include it.
There's a dollar price on it, but everything would be included in that. And that's, so you get it in the yacht. So it comes included in the yacht club, but you don't have to be staying at the yacht club to get the premium extra package. You can get it. You have to purchase it, because I wouldn't come with any like package when you book, but you can get anything.
Beth said it.
The other really cool thing about the the premium extra package. So if you're staying in the Yacht Club or you have it just regular, you get in the specialty restaurants. You can get the cocktails there too, except
Ola Tacos. Say that one more time.
Except Ola Tacos doesn't.
Let's put an asterisk there and say Ola Tacos is weird because
it is.
We've had people say, just ordered things and they didn't charge us at all. But our experience was,
we did.
There was only two or something like that. Two drinks on their menu that were part that you could order. Like a plain margarita and something else.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So I don't know about Ola Tacos, but repeat that again because people do wonder about
specialty dining restaurants.
Specialty dining restaurants.
So if you have the Easy Plus package, you can't get a glass of wine or cocktail inside the specialty restaurants. But the premium extra package does include drinks inside those specialty restaurants, and a lot of times they will have a wine menu particular. So say Butcher's Cut, they'll have a wine menu, and it'll have some nicer wines on it that you can get with your premium.
So premium, you can get them.
Yeah.
Anything below that, no.
Correct. And that's been our experience. And now I've heard from someone who commented that they said they had the Easy Plus and they were able to get drinks everywhere. So some asterisks all around, but that's pretty much what they say.
Well, I just think it's good to always keep in mind.
Yep.
With MSC, everything is at once both impossible and possible. So you might be able to get it if the quantum molecules, the quantum elements, the quarks line up.
That's
for
right,
you.
The quarks line up. So when we were on the seashore, we had the Easy Plus package. We dined at Ola Tacos twice. The first time we bought the margaritas on our own.
Yep.
And we got talking with the manager there, and he was so friendly. David, I even remember his name. David was so friendly.
He was,
and
he is a highlight of my cruising.
Yeah.
Like my all-time cruising crew.
Yeah.
He was so nice and so much fun and so gracious.
2 years later, I still remember his name.
Just wonderful.
Yeah. And so the second time we went to Ola Tacos, we went for the all you can eat, and he brought over a couple of margaritas and gave them to us. So I just remember it was super fun. So that's why I think all of this, again, possible and impossible at the same time. So there's a couple other packages. There is an alcohol-free package, so it's going to include mocktails, soft drinks, mineral water, all your coffees and everything. And there's a minors package as well.
So the kids can drink too.
The kids cannot drink. Oh. All of these packages will work on Ocean K. So, and when we were there on the Magnifica, there were more bars. So they're building more and more bars. There was a bar out at Sunset Beach, which was empty before when we were on the Maravilla last year.
I think there is now a bar at every beach.
Every beach. Yeah.
And they're open.
I mean, even multiple bars sometimes on the
beach. Yeah, exactly.
Beach. Yeah.
At least one bar at every beach, which includes those faraway beaches.
Yep.
Which, what Bimini. Was the name of that beach? Way up there by the Wedding Pavilion.
Oh, yeah. Shoot.
Put you on the spot.
Yep. I don't remember.
Anyway, there was one up there.
Yeah.
Even though there was only 20 of us up there.
Right.
They had the bar open.
So I think that's a really great perk about Ocean K is the bars are now all over the place. And so remember, again, it's not just the alcohol. You can get your bottles of water there. You can get some soft drinks. I mean, I know they have a little bit more of a limited menu on the island, but I think the best place to go is the Lighthouse Bar. Remember how beautiful that was?
It really is. If you guys are headed to Ocean K, I think most people, just because it looks so neat, head over there anyway.
Yeah.
But go ahead and just take an hour.
There's a bar kind of tucked up back under there with beautiful ocean views.
Walk over there and just, if you don't drink, get a soda and sit there. It's just beautiful out there. It's so quiet and peaceful and... And you know, you can hear people playing in the water, and you can hear
that's where they have the little pineapple, that gold pineapple that a drink comes in. And I have no idea what that is, but it looked really good. I'll have to see what that is maybe next time. That one's not included in any kind of package. You have to pay extra. So did I mention that these work the first day of embarkation? So as soon as you board, you can start using them. Depending on where you're at, there has been some signs that said that you pay tax on your drinks. Did you see that? Remember, there was a sign on the Maravilla.
Yeah.
And also, I think even on the Magnifica.
I think that it has a lot to do with the state.
Yeah.
That you are sailing out of, or the country. Because I think there's different laws for alcohol. Like Texas, I don't even think it is open.
Yeah.
Like when you sail out, you have to be a certain ways out before you can
get alcohol there.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's certain times, certain ports.
Yeah. So, but it definitely works on your embarkation date, but nothing will work on your debarkation. So the day you're getting off the ship, nothing will work. Everything's closed. They just want to get everyone off the ship and turn the ship. So let's talk prices, and let's tell you a little bit about our thinking when we go into booking.
Yes. Let me just ask. I don't know. If you said it, I was busy with something technical.
Yes.
Is there a limit to the number of drinks?
You know, and I didn't have that on my notes, but very good. There is no limit. There's no limit to your drinks per day.
So even like, you crazy, crazy people, I can do about, I had to do 19 one day, but listen, if I do three in a day, it's because I'm having some problems in my life, I guess.
No, but you might have like a soda, and then you might have a couple bottles of water.
Oh, I always do the water.
Have some coffee. It can definitely add up. And I think that this is a huge perk for MSC.
Yeah.
I'm not sure about Royal. I don't know. I know the Carnival family, so that would be Carnival. Even in Princess, they limit you to 15 drinks a day.
Yeah, we were on the Carnival Private Island, Princess Keys. Mm-hmm. It was Princess Keys, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Was it drink? Was it our Princess cruise? It was our Carnival cruise.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
I think it was a Carnival cruise. When we were talking to the people sitting in the loungers next to us, and he said that it was like 11:30 or something, and he had already hit his drink.
I don't remember that, but I totally believe it. Yeah.
You don't remember that? I was flabbergasted.
I don't remember.
He had already hit his 15 drinks, I think. Yeah. And so now he was using his wife's, and he was funny about it. Yeah. He wasn't like complaining or anything, but he was kind of like, I already used it up, so I got to find out.
Go quick if you were drinking beers, you know what I
mean? That's true,
that don't hit you so hard.
I guess. I don't know, but it's hard for me to imagine that. I mean, if you're drinking just alcohol, it's just so hard. But hey, I know that there's people that can do that.
There are a lot. And I think that, and this has been like, I think, a big contention with the Carnival family of cruise lines, is that they limit that. Now, they must have their reasons for limiting it. But MSC at this point has unlimited. So if you like to just lay it by the pool and drink beers for the day, like,
go for it.
There's no limit. There's no limit. I think that's a really good perk. Thank you for bringing that up, because I didn't have that written down.
Yeah, because I think that's important to keep in mind when you're when you're deciding whether you want this package or not.
Yep. Now, I'm going to try to make this not confusing. Because you have...
With MSC, that can be a little challenging sometimes.
Before I get into that, let me give you an idea of how much these packages are if you book them after you make your booking if you add these packages on after. The easy package, which is very select cocktails and limited, that's about $46 per person per day. And again, that'll include the mocktails, the wine, the beer, the soft drinks, and hot drinks. That's the lowest package possible. So that's the easy package. It's $46 per person per day. If you have the easy plus, which is the one that's pretty much the normal that people get if you book it post making your reservation, it's $61 per person per day.
Right. So usually the people that are homeless, they get the easy package. And then us normal folk get the easy plus. And then the Steven Spielberg and the Oprah Winfrey's of the world, they get the premium.
Exactly. Now, the premium runs $85 per person per day. If you're booking this post and you're not in Yacht Club, you have to pretty much like your very specific high-end whiskeys or wines or anything like that, because that seems like a lot of money to me to spend $85
well,
per day.
Well, for me, it is. I couldn't even tell you what a high-end whiskey is and a low-end whiskey. Right. If you sat them in front of me, I couldn't pick which one was which.
No.
I mean, I know name brands, so maybe those are the high-end.
Yeah.
But yeah, that seems like a lot of money to me. So.
Yes.
There's no way I could hit $81.
$85.
$85, sorry. Yeah.
But even if you do the alcohol-free, it's $28 per person per day. So I don't think that's bad. I mean, that only takes a couple bottles of water, a couple sodas,
exactly.
And you're already there. So.
I mean, that's almost worth it just for the bottles of water, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I always like to just have water.
Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
And sometimes when we don't have the drink package,
we tend to dehydrate a little bit.
I just walk around pinching myself and be like, well, I guess I need to buy a bottle of water.
Or walk all the way up to the buffet to get. Yes. Yes.
Because let me tell you, you guys know
when
you're on a cruise and you walk up to that water dispenser that's on the buffet and you're like, yes, I'm going to get some water. And then they hand you a glass that's this big and this big around. And you got to use it and drink it. And they're like, you can't reuse it. So you got to sit it down.
Every drink.
It's like a shot glass they give you on the buffet for the water.
Water.
So anyway, yes, that $20 ohm is pretty much worth it just to get the water, in my opinion. Anyway.
Now, this is how you get the best deal on a drink package. When you make your original reservation, you have the choice between doing a cruise only or a drinks and Wi-Fi package. Now, you have to choose this at the very beginning when you're making your reservation. Now, to give you an idea, and again, I use the price for the Seashore that we're going on in June. The Easy Plus drink package and Wi-Fi, which is the browse level, not the stream level. So it's kind of that mid level Wi-Fi for two people. It comes out to $38 per person per day. So half the price if you book the drink package later, plus you get the Wi-Fi.
And that's
the way to do it if you want a good deal on the drink
package. Great deal, I think. Even for me.
Yeah.
Because I can see myself hitting $38.
Yeah.
And I get the Wi-Fi too. No problem. Yeah. Because I could order two drinks and then some waters.
And you would hit that, yeah.
Maybe a soda or two, a coffee.
Right, right.
So I think that is literally like one of the best deals in the sea cruising world.
It is. Now, so it's about $270 more per person to get this package at the booking.
For a week.
But when you divide that by 7 days, it's $38. So if you take $38, if you if you throw in the Wi-Fi in there too, you're looking at like half the price of Carnival, because I think Carnival now is $60 per person. And the lowest Princess Plus package is $60 per person per day, which includes pretty much the same drinks. So it's such a good deal. It is.
It really
is.
I think they're
doing that on purpose. I mean, it's.
Well, they definitely are doing it on purpose. This is one of the things that we always, I'm not sure that people understand about MSC. It gets a bad rap sometimes for, I don't know, all sorts of things.
Right. Some valid, some maybe not, but
right. Yeah. And people think of it as like a budget line. Right. And it can be.
It can be, yeah.
But that's what I think is so great about MSC.
Right.
Is they offer you on the same ship.
So many building
many
blocks.
Many different ways you can experience it. You can do budget.
Yep.
You can do mid. You can do almost luxury. Or you can do luxury.
Right.
All on the same ship. It's just how do you want to experience
how
the
do you
ship.
Want it? Exactly.
So, yeah, that package is perfect. Hey, I want to just add a little bit more to my cruise, to my budget. I'm going inside cabin, but I want to be able to have some fun, ordering things.
Yeah, sit on the pool, order drinks, have your phone with you, have, you know, Wi-Fi, all of that. Great deal.
Yeah, that could be like, you know, $700 for a week-long cruise for that.
Yep.
Depending on your time and where you're going out of, but
yeah,
you know, that's great.
Yep.
Anyway, go ahead.
Especially if anyone's interested in the Maravilla out of New York City, like right now it's $299. That's obviously before tax. And then the drink package, you know, the Wi-Fi, I don't know what it is, but I think it's like around $500 and something for a 7-day cruise on a cool ship with the Wi-Fi and the, like, it's unbeatable. Nobody's price isn't that low right now.
It's. Don't discount going out of New York City.
Yeah.
Some people do just because it's not that tropical, they think of it.
Yeah.
And I understand that because, you know, your first day, it's going to be a little cooler.
Yeah.
Especially if you go in the, you know, not summer.
Yeah.
But
there's some great deals.
But once you get past
such
that, it's just like cruising. Yeah. It's just like an Eastern Caribbean cruise.
Yep.
And the deals are great. And like you said, it's a great ship. So
I know,
there we go. I don't know why I'm plugging that New York City cruise, but it's such a good deal.
Well, I think that you don't, when you look at, hey, let's look at some cruises, you immediately think maybe Florida or Texas.
Yeah, where do I want to go out of? I want to go out of Florida, Texas, Louisiana, somewhere down in the Gulf or Caribbean.
If you don't live anywhere like north of where we do, you just don't think of New York. But now I want to give an example of maybe when you don't want... This is our opinion. Maybe when you don't want to book the browse or the Wi-Fi and drink package at the beginning when you're making your reservation.
Right. It's pretty specific because that's a good deal.
It is.
So this is really the only time.
Gamble.
I mean, if you like to sample alcohol or drink, if you like to sample it like me or like to drink, that's such a good deal. But
right.
This is an example where you might not want to take advantage of that
one
deal.
Instance.
Yep.
And this is a gamble.
It is a gamble.
Chris and I are good with gambling. We like to gamble little bits. And this is very small areas, but this is one area that we're gambling on. So the only time it is best to book a cruise only rate is if you're hoping to get an upgrade email and you're hoping to get accepted on that upgrade, maybe
right.
It's a yacht club.
Right.
Okay. So let me kind of finish that thought out real quick. So if I book on the seashore, the Wi-Fi and drink package, I'm paying that extra $270, right? But if I know I'm going to hopefully get that upgrade email and I want to try to book or bid to upgrade to Yacht Club, I get the Yacht Club. The Yacht Club automatically comes with that premium beverage package. I do not get any refund on that additional money that I spent at booking.
So if I bought the package at the time that I bought my room.
When it is at rate. Yep. Yes.
And then I got an email that said, hey, do you want to upgrade? And I'm like, yeah, of course. I want to upgrade.
Yeah.
So I bid, and then I got an email back that says, great, you got a yacht club.
You got yacht club. Yeah.
And I go, great, I want to get a, that includes the premium, right? And they're like, yeah. And then I go, well, I bought one with my rate. Can I get a refund on that? They're going to say, no, you can't. Because that was...
It was the rate, okay?
It was part of your rate.
It was not a package or an add-on package. It was part of the rate, and you can't ever adjust that rate. So, another example. We're going on the seashore. We're hoping to get... the upgrade. So we book cruise only rate. We do not win an upgrade. So then we can add a drink package on, but it's going to cost us more. But that's the gamble we took, right?
Right.
So does that make sense? It can be a little complicated because package and the rate, they're a lot. But let me say just one more quick thing. If I've booked the seashore at my cruise only rate and I added on a drink package after, but then I won my upgrade to the bid because it was an add-on package that I bought separately, as long as it's 3 days before your cruise, you can get that part refunded. So it just depends on how much you want to gamble.
Yes.
We think Yacht Club is worth the gamble.
Well, I was just going to say, if you really are planning on bidding for an upgrade, like you're like, yeah, I just want to do the bottom rate, the cruise only.
Yep.
Because I'm going to bid for like the Oria or and the Yacht Club. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to bid aggressively.
Because that's because
I want that.
And I know. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You probably don't want to book the... drink
the Wi-Fi
package.
And drink rate.
Yeah, you don't probably want to book that rate. Because if you really are going to be aggressive about your bidding, there's a good chance you're going to get it if you're really aggressive.
Exactly.
Because most people...
Never guaranteed, but...
Right, because most people that bid, they're like, yeah, sure, I'll bid.
Yeah.
If I get it, great. You know, if I don't, that's all right.
Yeah.
So if you're really like, yeah, I'm going high dollar here.
Yeah.
Then you may not want to get that. But I guess if you got the money to go high dollar, then like an extra $150 or whatever you're losing out on that package isn't that big a deal to you.
So right.
Maybe not. Or 270
on this particular cruise. Yeah. So, so we booked a cruise only rate, even though we really want the drink package, but we are still holding out hope for a possible upgrade email to come. I would even like Oria, even if we didn't get, Yacht Club, but Oria to experience that, because I think it's a really cool, like, mid-level package that they have. So there's... Sometimes you want to book at the beginning. Sometimes you want to wait. Sometimes you want to gamble. That's kind of how we look at it.
Yeah, I would say if you're interested in the drink package at all, go ahead and get that drink package when you book.
Yeah.
Add it into your rate.
Yeah.
It's such a good deal.
Such a good deal.
Under the understanding that the only time you probably don't want to get it is if you're planning on bidding and you really want that upgrade bid.
Yeah.
Because really and truly, if you're bidding for the upgrade, if you don't get it, you can put some of that money towards the drink package.
Yeah.
I mean, you'll know in the back of your brain, I'm spending an extra $200 here, $250, but it's still gonna come out less than what you bid probably for whatever for you.
And on these new ships, Europa and World America, they have some really cool bars. I mean, they're going like all in on these concepts. Like, I know that some of the new Carnival ships have some really interesting bars.
They do.
And I really love seeing the difference in those bars between these new. So the Mardi Gras, what's the middle one? The Celebration, and then the Jubilee. So they have some good ones. But these ones like the Gin Project and the Super Secret Speakeasy. And
that Gin Project scares me. It frightens me because gin scares me by itself, and then make a whole thing.
It's like a background player, isn't it? Like, it's just like something you add to some drinks. And remember, we were on Celebrity and we were doing all the colors of the rainbow drink package. And I'm like, why not try a shot of gin? What's wrong with that? Like, I've had gin in drinks before and it's not super strong. You didn't have to drink it. I did. It was really rough.
It's ball bearing cleaner.
It is.
That's what gin is. It's ball bearing cleaner. Like, somebody added it to a drink and went, hey, this isn't so bad when you mix it with sugar.
Exactly. So there's like a whole bar with all of that. I'm really excited to get a chance to do these new bars on these ships. So anyway. That's what I wanted to say about that.
That's all I got to say about that.
We have.
Why don't you love me, Janie? Sorry. That just reminds me every single time you say it.
MSC has fantastic drink packages. And what's another really cool thing is you never sign for your drinks. So they're just like, give me your card, swipe it, go, right? So you never have to. I mean, the bartender is just really open and ready to like give you whatever you want, I think, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
But talking about Carnival just reminds me that we have.
Yeah, I was just really going to say that. I didn't know if you were done yet or not.
But. I'm done. That's all okay. I had to say about drink packages. Another request from you guys is one we have been thinking about doing for a little while. We weren't really sure when we wanted to do it, but
since we got the request, let's do it.
I think it's going to come out next week, and we're going to kind of compare Carnival and MSC in like a ton of categories, and we're going to rate them, and we're going to kind of give you some of our perspective from it, and just kind of compare who has better. We had someone write in and said, listen, we're planning like this multi-generational trip next year, and we don't know, should we go Carnival, should we go MSC, we don't know what. So we're gonna try to like just give you guys like our thoughts on all of them compared to,
right? Because I think that people think of MSC and Carnival about the same level,
right?
They're both kind of, maybe they're budget lines,
right?
So I think people think of that as the same level. So yeah. And of course this will all be our opinion.
All opinion. And we have done quite a number of Carnival cruises, and we've done quite a number of MSC. So I think we'll be able to give some good ideas. So that's definitely going to be a Carnival versus MSC podcast.
That'll be a fun one, I think.
Coming up very soon. Yep. So I hope we gave you some insight into the drink packages and when is the best time to book them and kind of the options that you have. So yeah. That will wrap up today's episode. Thank you all who are listening on Apple and Spotify or wherever you listen to your podcasts. Come on over to YouTube and join in the conversation on the packages that you like to book with MSC.
Yes.
We will see you all in the next episode.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.